Thank you once again, Brother Slade. I want to once again tell all the mothers out there, Happy Mother's Day today. And if you are in search of a place to worship and if you are not an early riser, you are more than welcome to come by and worship with us today at 12:30 p.m. at Empowered Church International in Palmdale at 2205 East Palmdale Boulevard. Once again, our service times are at 12:30, and we will be acknowledging all women today born of a woman by God with a special gift. Today, I want to briefly speak with each of you on a message from the heart regarding this past issue on Friday with the occurrence that happened in the Antelope Valley. And first of all, I want to give honor to God that his sovereignty is still there and that he made death's hand behave itself and spared us from any death within this situation. So the word of the Lord today will be coming from Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. As I have pondered on this event for a while, the Lord kept dropping this particular scripture in my mind for this event, and it reads, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Today, I want to simply message this. It's a heart issue. It is a heart issue. And what we must understand is that it's not for us to make sense of what is going on. For the Bible said that if we seek God, he will give us the peace that we desire through him. And when we give him, when we search for God, he will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. And when we say we give our minds over to God for him to handle it, he said, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths." So it's not on us to make sense of this issue that has happened, but it is on us to seek God on counsel for how he has this all designed and his plan for it to work out according to his will and his purpose. Because no matter what the situation is, we definitely want to take the time to thank God as much as we can that death behaved itself in this situation. There is always a silver lining in what we can give Christ the praise for. And that today, my brothers and sisters, is what we can give God the praise for, is that he himself was in the situation, whether we seen him in it or not. He was in it and he was in control of it. And we thank God that he controlled it the way that he did, and that Satan could not bear his head the way that he wanted to. So we want to give glory to God for that today. And it is also up to the people. The scripture says that we need to pray with supplication and with thanksgiving, and let our request be made known unto God. And also in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, it says that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. My brothers and sisters, I come to you today to tell you that in order for us to get Christ where we need him, we cannot enter into him without letting him enter into us. We cannot only call on him when we need him, but he's saying, "My hand is outstretched to you. I am here." It is time for us to put our lives back into the hand of God. We should give our children back over into the hand of God. This is not a thing of politics. It has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with an issue of the heart. We cannot look for formalities in politics for what is causing an issue. This is not an issue of race. This is an issue of distress. And the Bible clearly states that he will give us the desires of our heart if we seek him and trust in him. We must pray to God and sincerely pray, not a futile prayer, but give God a sincere prayer. And he says that when you do that, he will give you a peace that will surpass all understanding, meaning that all your cares and your needs, when you lay it on the altar to Jesus Christ, that he will answer you and he will give you the direction on where to go. The key word here is that we must trust in the Lord. We must trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not onto our own understanding. For his word declared in Jeremiah that his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So we do not need to try and make the power ours. The power is only that of Jesus Christ. And I know that there may be some that are still into trying to figure out what is going on and how has this happened. But my brothers and sisters, I come to you today to tell you that if we can just give it over to God, like the word declare, it said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Give it to God. He will handle it. He knows how to handle it. He is the creator of all things. He is the redeemer. And we know that he is coming back to this world to get what is his. Amen. So at this point in time, I just want to tell each and every one of you, be encouraged today. Be encouraged. Be steadfast and unmovable. And whatever you do, let it be abounding in the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.